Hey guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. It's Crystal and nice to meet you all again. So, I guess everyone has this experience of watching a movie or a drama with babies in them. And I clearly remember when I was about 12 or 13 years old, I watched this Japanese drama that had a scene with a woman holding her newborn baby in her hands. But apparently the baby looked like he was 2 or 3 years old. So yeah, it was really funny. And have you ever wondered where do these babies in movies and dramas really come from? If you have, today's video would be an answer to your question. So this video explains how are these babies chosen and what kind of rules production companies have to obey if they want babies to show up in their movies or dramas. And I think it is a funny and enjoyable video, so I hope that you guys do like this video. And now let's take a look at today's topic sentence. In order to get past this hurdle, productions often try to cast preemies, who look newborn even when they're the required minimum of 15 days old. And in a lot of places outside of California, that's perfectly legal. In order to get past this hurdle, productions often try to cast preemies, who look newborn even when they're the required minimum of 15 days old. And in a lot of places outside of California, that's perfectly legal. 好，那在开始今天的单字之前呢，再和大家推荐一下今天的影片，因为我觉得它真的蛮有趣的。像他有提到说，就是很多电影公司会喜欢用双胞胎这样子，就是如果其中一个开始吵闹的话呢，他们就可以把就是在吵闹的那个换下场，然后换乖的那个上去拍，或者是说为了符合那个婴儿的工时限制，那可能就是 A 婴儿可以从早上9点拍到12点，然后下午呢继续换他的兄弟姐妹来代班，所以我觉得是一个就是蛮好玩的影片。那今天的第一个单字呢，我们先看到的是 hurdle。那 hurdle 这个字呢，它的中文翻译是障碍。那它本来指的是其实是就是田径或者是赛马里面你常看到那种跨栏，那后来就延伸出就是障碍的意思。那有 hurdle 这个字，它有另外一个字叫做 hurdler。那这个字呢，它是 hurdle 这个字再加上一个 r， 那它指的是跨栏比赛的选手。那讲到障碍的话呢，还有另外两个字它也有障碍的意思。第一个字叫做 obstacle。 那 obstacle 这个字呢，它是障碍或者是妨碍的意思，所以我们今天可以用 obstacle 来造一个句子，说 My low GPA is an obstacle for me to apply to graduate school。我的低 GPA 是我申请研究所路上的障碍之一。那有另外一个字，它也是跟 obstacle 还有 hurdle 一样有障碍的意思，它叫做 barrier。 那 barrier 这个字呢，它除了指障碍阻碍之外，它还有路障的意思。那我这边提到的路障呢，是比如说你在台湾的街道上可能会看到就是有些地方在施工的时候，它就会放那种就是禁止进入的牌子在那边挡人，那这个就是 barrier 路障。所以有 hurdle、obstacle 还有 barrier， 它们都是指阻碍的意思。那接下来我们要看到今天的第二个单字是 preemie， 它的 ee 跟 ie 都是发长音的 e， 念作 preemie。 那 preemie 这个字呢是早产儿的意思，但是它是比较不那么正式的讲法，就在英文里面如果你要说早产儿，那正式名称是 premature baby。 那preemie 呢就是 premature baby， 它比较口语一点的说法。那在这边也介绍一些婴幼儿相关的其他单字。我们一般讲到婴幼儿都会说是 baby， 那但是有另外一个字它跟婴幼儿同义，它叫做 infant。 那 infant 跟 baby 呢，通常都是指那种刚出生没多久还不会走路的。那如果今天你要讲到可能年纪再稍微大一点点的，可能那种在学走路的小孩，那种幼童，那这个字叫做 toddler。那 toddler 的中文翻译呢，就是指幼儿或者是学走路的小孩，所以我们可以用 toddler 来造一个句子，说 You really have to look after that toddler carefully. He may make a mess of the whole restaurant. 你真的要小心看好那个幼童，他很有可能把餐厅弄得一团糟。那今天的第三个单字呢，我们要看到的是 minimum。那 minimum 这个字呢，相信蛮多人应该不陌生，它是指最小量或者是最低限度的意思。那 minimum 呢，它有一个动词叫做 minimize。 那 minimize 这个字呢，它是指将什么东西最小化或者是低估某件事情的意思， 所以我们可以用 minimize 来造一个句子说 In order to minimize the loss, we have to apologize to our users as soon as possible. 为了要将损失降到最低，我们必须尽早向我们的用户道歉。那 minimum 呢，它有一个相反词叫做 maximum。 maximum 那 maximum 这个字呢，是指最大量或者是最大限度的意思。那同样的 maximum 呢，它有一个动词叫做 maximize。 maximize 那 maximize 这个字呢，就是指最大化。那要注意的是 minimize 跟 maximize 呢，它后面的 ize 的 i 都是发长音的 i， 所以是 minimize 跟 maximize。那最后我们要看到今天的第四个单字，今天的第四个单字呢是 legal。 legal 那 legal 这个字呢指的是合法的，应该也蛮多人有看过这个单字。那 legal 呢，它有一个相反词叫做 illegal。 illegal 也就是不合法的或者是非法的。那 legal 呢，它还有一个动词叫做 legalize。legalize 那像我们之前同性婚姻相关的议题很热门，那同性婚姻合法化就叫做 legalizing gay marriage， 所以我们可以造一个句子说 legalizing gay marriage has been a hot issue around the world recent years。 同性婚姻合法化是近几年全球十分火热的话题。那以上这四个呢，就是我们今天教的单字。那最后呢，我们再看一次今天的 topic sentence。 In order to get past this hurdle, productions often try to cast preemies who look newborn even when they're the required minimum of 15 days old. And in a lot of places outside of California, that's perfectly legal. Okay, so this is the pronunciation challenge for today. And if you finish watching the video, you may find out that sometimes in movies, they would use like fake babies or robot babies, which sounds quite scary. So next time when you're watching a movie with a baby in it, you can take a look at the baby and try to find out whether he or she is fake or real. And yeah, that's kind of interesting, right? So this is all for today. I'm gonna see you next time. I'm Crystal. Bye.